The Shepherd's Conference always has a theme, and this year's theme was 2020 Vision. It stemmed off of just all of the pressures that we have currently, cultural pressures for the church to conform into being something that the church was never designed to be. And everywhere right now, there are not just Christian organizations and schools and folding and collapsing, but we also have churches crumbling and falling back on things that their founders probably never thought that they would do. And so much so now where some churches desire to blur the line of what a church is so much that anybody can go into a church and it just feels like any other place. But that's not what the church is. The church is a body of believers that are called out by God, sanctified, separate. God called you out from the dominion of darkness and brought you into His Son's kingdom, a marvelous kingdom of light. So if you were to look at a page that was dark and a page that was light, would you ever say that those two things look the same? You wouldn't. So then why in the world do we have churches that are blurring the lines so much that unbelievers can go into a church and not even feel like they're at church? That's very strange to me, and I would say it's very strange to God. For those of you that are not familiar with a missionary and preacher, Paul Washer was there. Paul Washer is the founder and director of Heart Cry Missionary Society. And look him up and you'll find that his missionary experience runs very, very deep. And he had the task of presenting on the topic of clarity and missions. And so everybody that came was speaking of clarity in this topic, clarity in this subject. We had the clarity of the deity of Christ, the clarity of missions, the clarity of the doctrine, one doctrine of creation. And so Paul Washer comes and he speaks to us, preaches, and leaves his heart at the pulpit every time about clarity and missions. And he uses this analogy, and I've heard it before, but he used this analogy there, and that's the analogy of a king. A king that had a very precious bride. And the king entrusted servants to to keep his very precious bride safe. And the king was going to go away. And upon the delay of the king's return, the servants thought that they could